This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Backs against the wall last night for the Yankees, down 3-0, facing elimination and the end of their season, and instead we got quite the opposite.
Hudson deals, swung on and hit in the air to left field and deep. That ball is high, it is far, it is gone! It's a grand slam! Anthony Volpe put a charge in one. A grand slam to left field, and the Yankees now take a 5-2 lead.
And that was John Sterling with the call.
That's Volpe.
Yes, it was. He came up with a big night, also stretched a single into a double. Here was Volpe after the game, running around the bases. That swing, how cool was that?
I think I pretty much blacked out as soon as I saw it go over the fence, but no, we just want to keep putting pressure on him, and I think everyone had confidence in everyone in the lineup that someone was going to get the big hit, and we've been having such good at-bats and putting such good swings on the ball that, I mean, we just felt like it was only a matter of time.
And finally have something to show for it, and it was the bottom of the order that really came through. Also, Austin Wells homered in this game. Aaron Judge had an RBI single, and yes, Gleyber Torres a 3-run homer in the eighth. Here was Juan Soto. How about Volpe and Wells doing what they did?
Without them, we wouldn't be where we are right now. So I think they are a huge part of the team. They, like I said before, we need every single guy in that lineup. So they've been showing out today, and I hope they keep doing it because they're setting the table for the big guys to come up clutch.
And I played Jazz Chisholm last hour with Susan, talking about how they believe they're the team that can do this, being down, you know, 0-3. It's never been done in the World Series, coming back and winning it. Well, here he was with Susan again. There is no quit in this team.
No, we don't ever do that. We don't hang our heads until the game's over. You know what I mean? We're going to be out here playing until we can't play anymore. So, I mean, for me, that means everything. The boys are going to keep on coming out and fighting, and that's what we do. We fight.
And they do live to play another day. I mentioned Susan. She was in the booth when you had this foul ball down the right field line with John.
So Betts went right into the corner in the wall. Let's look, Susan.
Well, he's got the ball, and a fan took it right out of his glove. You can see it. He's got his glove in his hand. The fan in a Yankee uniform is prying the ball out of Mookie's glove. This guy should be kicked out of this game.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh, my goodness.
And see, it was still, the ball still was in the field of play when he caught it. The fan would have had to totally reach over to, so, I mean, it wasn't fully in the stands yet.
If they could just play it one more time, then I could see, because the ball from the other angle looks like it almost hits the Yankee fan in the white jersey in the face. Let me just see this.
3-2-1.
That's close. I mean, if you're a true Yankee fan, you stick your face in there.
And what did you say? A woman got hit in the face?
Well, Gio did.
Yeah. Jeannie Bouchard, the tennis player, got a foul ball last night. She was sitting behind home plate, and she was excited to have the foul ball, and then she realized that it ricocheted off a woman's face, and she was bleeding from her eyeball. So she quickly took an Instagram picture of her with the ball and then handed the ball to the woman who was being carried out by medics.
These balls are stroked!
After she posted on social media.
Well, after she took the picture. She said, let me get the picture with the ball before I lose the ball.
The woman wasn't like dying. I mean, she was.
Do we know how she is now?
We don't.
We hope that she's okay. We knew that she was under duress, but like, dude, I don't know. Jeannie wanted to make sure that everybody knew that she got the ball, and then she gave the ball to the woman that got hit in the face with the
consolation prize.
Yeah. Ouch.
Listen, I'm glad Jeannie Bouchard is posting on Instagram. That's what I'm glad she's putting herself out.
I understand. As for not the Braves, the Dodgers. Here is Freddie Freeman. He did homer again, second inning.
Obviously, felt good after that first inning. I'll look back on it after, hopefully when we get this thing done tomorrow. But pretty cool, obviously. Hopefully I can keep it going tomorrow.
And he says, get this thing done tomorrow. That's going to be against Gerrit Cole. Here's Alex Verdugo. He says, let's go win this thing. We got our guy on the mound.
Yeah, we're in a good spot. That's our ace. You know, we like it. We like our chances with him up there. And it'll be our second time seeing Flaherty. So, you know, there's going to be no easy games here, but we like that matchup, and we just got to go out there and handle business.
Cole and Flaherty on the fan tonight. Same deal. Win and continue, although Game 6 would be in Los Angeles. Lose, and the Dodgers will be World Series champions. Reports say the White Sox hiring Will Venable as their new manager. Couple of moments here on, I know you don't care about them, but the Nets have actually been kind of fun. They did lose in overtime to the Nuggets, 144-139. The line of Nikola Jokic last night, 29 points, 18 rebounds, and 16 assists.
So how is that fun for the Nets?
I said they've been playing a fun brand of basketball.
Oh, okay.
The fact that they lost sucks, but they have been fun to watch so far. Even the loss in Atlanta, they played really well. And Cam Thomas last night had 26, Dennis Schroeder at 28 and 14 assists.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, the Jets play the Texans tomorrow night. Houston will be shorthanded. Steph Diggs done for the season with a torn ACL. First things first with the Jets. We played this earlier. This is Aaron Rodgers thanking Thomas Morstead, and because of him, he feels great with this new concoction that he's using.
Timo gave me a little fountain of youth. He said he's been taken for a while. All legal, of course. I've been kind of gassing him up. That's why I've been feeling a little bit better. But he's been taking like cayenne pepper and water. So he gave me some before the game. Felt pretty good.
And you made a great point off there afterwards. They still lost the game, though.
Yeah, he's like, I felt great during the game with his cayenne pepper and water. Why don't you give some to Sauce Gardner?
That's a fair point.
Jesus.
Here is, with them at 2-6, here's Rodgers' message to the Jet fan.
Smile, show up. Trust, leave, and root us on as hard as you can. We need that noise, and we're trying to rectify this as quickly as possible. I know it's been frustrating for everybody, but still a lot of season left.
Yeah, you should have stopped at wreck and not put defy on the end of it, because that's what you're doing.
I like nothing. Nothing signifies the Jet fan more than trust and believe.
Yeah, trust, believe, smile, ooh, cheer.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Jeff Ulbrich, interim head coach, how things are looking on the offensive end?
I feel like there's parts of the offense that have improved. You know, I felt like the run game is, especially the last two or three weeks, is better. Still got a long way to go, for sure. I feel like protection's been better. I feel like there's been a lot of things improved. Are we where we need to be? Absolutely not. But I think the trajectory's in the right direction.
Every okay. press conference, I feel like he's just about like so close to going, guys, I can't do this anymore. I can't do it. I'm done. I'm sorry, Mr. Johnson. This is not for me.
It's not fun. Here was C.J. Stroud. Life without Steph Diggs now.
It sucks. You know, it's not easy. It's not, you know, something that I just can have a whole bunch of words for. I just hoping, you know, and just trying to just wrap my mind around, you know, what happened, but it's tough. You know, you can't really try. You try to think positively about it, but, you know, it's not a bunch of positive thoughts, and I just really feel bad for him.
I would think so, and feel bad for them as well. The Giants face the Commanders on Sunday, so a couple of things from Brian Daboll yesterday. Number one, after looking at the tape, how did he think Daniel Jones played in Pittsburgh?
Made some good decisions, made some good checks. You know, I thought he pushed the ball down the field and gave our guys some opportunities to make, which, you know, that was a great throw to Slay. Had a couple good throws to Malik, and, you know, he's been working hard on that, and I think that showed.
And now CBS Sports Network just showed the two-point conversion, so he was asked, was that his fault? What happened there?
Daniel did the right thing. He saw what he needed to see, a little bit of a surprise play, if you will, surprise formation, and, you know, he saw the look.
You're laughing.
Surprise!
Yeah. I suppose.
I mean, what?
And then he was asked about no flag on the punter thing. Here's the question and the answer.
At any point in the game, did you go up to the referee and say, how is that not running into the punter?
Yeah, I have a lot of conversations with officials. I'll keep those private. But whatever they call is what they call. We got to be ready to play the next play.
That's so he doesn't get fined. There's no way he feels that way.
Yeah, I can't put words into his mouth, but I think he's always been that way. You know, he's been very matter-of-fact about things that are out of his control, and he doesn't want to use it as any sort of excuse, and I don't blame him. I think he answers questions very carefully. I think the part of his answering is actually refreshing, and I think most of the time he's honest with you. Like he told you that Daniel didn't do the right thing on the TJ Watt strip sack, and Daniel owned up to it. So that part of it, you got to appreciate that part of it from him. But I also appreciate him saying, look, I'm not going to get into a fight over a call that I didn't think or that I thought should have been called that wasn't. That's all.
And one other thing from basketball, I forgot to mention, the Sixers play the Pistons tonight. Joel Embiid will not play again. And reading all the stuff in Philly this morning, they're getting a little angry down there because...
But is he legitimately hurt, or what's going on? Has he played at all?
Not yet, no. I don't believe he has.
So then maybe he's legitimately hurt?
Well, I think the problem is they're getting mixed messages from Daryl Morey and Nick Nurse. I don't think one seems to know what the other side's doing. So,
I mean, aren't
a lot of confusion down there. You would think so, yes. You would think that they are in the same building. And then from the NHL, the Rangers did lose to the Capitals 5-2. A couple of goals from Alex Ovechkin. The Ducks beat the Islanders 3-1. The Isles right back at it tonight in Columbus. And the Devils visit Vancouver. All right, moment of the day. It's a little long, so I do apologize for that. But I kind of mixed a bunch of stuff together. Brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas. Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly.
Yeah!
All right, I'm going to call these moments of the day, and I'm going to call it Nobody Safe. So this starts with confirming me for golf today, despite the fact that Boomer's canceled me twice. Then it gets into some baseball thoughts, and then a caller insult, and then Eddie strikes yet again. Catch all that?
Of course you're playing, because we're down by you, and you don't have like something that you didn't remember.
Actually, I did. No, I actually had a haircut that I have to reschedule. Is that going to be okay? I do go every other Wednesday.
Jerry sucks.
Thank you.
That's not me. That's Eddie. You know, he's a good guy, and, you know, he killed us many times with the Atlanta Braves, and actually couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
F you, you pig.
Jesus, Jerry.
You're saying something nice about Freddie Freeman, Jerry. It's a weird time for you to lash out.
What's up, Bull?
Hey, good morning, guys. Before I get to my point, did I hear Recco say he canceled a haircut for today's golf? He actually paid somebody to give him that Eddie Munster-looking hairdo? But anyway.
Dare I say it, it's Gerrit Cole's biggest start in his Yankee career. This is it.
What makes you say that?
I don't know. Maybe it's game 5 of the World Series. Maybe that's why I would say that. This is why you have paid him all the money that you have paid him.
Well, thank you, Captain Obvious.
Hang with it for a second. Because Eddie will strike.
Yeah, we are talking sports. I figured that'd be a good thing to say. I'm sorry.
I got to be honest, I didn't see that coming.
Well, I kind of did, just because when I did the whole sarcastic, what makes you say that? And he started doing a jiggle. And then he's jiggling a search. And I was like, yes, there's something coming. There I didn't know it was going to be that.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Moments of the day.
All right. Good stuff, Jerry. Thank you. We will see you later today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.